105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 5:32, near enough. Anyway, time to welcome my guest today. She is Miss Cambridgeshire 2015 contestant Millie Brooks. As a part of the fundraising for the contest, Millie is running a 48-hour sponsored silence to raise awareness for domestic abuse. Hello, Millie. Thank you for coming in.
How are you?
Very well, thank you very much. You didn't get caught in that rain earlier on today, did you?
Luckily not. Left before it finished, so it's good.
Yeah, no, that's good. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Millie. I'm 22 and I'm a contestant in Miss Cambridgeshire 2015. I've decided to use the platform that I've been given as a contestant to try and raise awareness for domestic abuse. I think it's something that we don't talk about enough.
And
I
think, why is it important to you in particular?
Particularly to me, because I think as I've grown up, I've become more aware of how many people are affected by it. And it is quite shocking when you start spreading the word about domestic abuse, how many people do say they've experienced it in some form or another.
No, I guess part of the problem is that they don't say about it, do they? And
exactly.
These people, that they keep it to themselves, and for whatever reason, they continue to suffer without, you know, sometimes without doing anything about it at all.
I know, and that's part of the problem. That's why I'm doing a kind of symbolic 48-hour silence called Speak Out. It's all very symbolic to try and symbolise the fact that we don't talk about domestic violence enough, and that people do really struggle to get out of violent and abusive relationships because they don't know who to turn to, they don't know who to go for help.
So tell me about the sponsored silence then. When and where?
When and where? It's 9 a.m. this Saturday until 9 a.m. Monday morning. I've got a stand outside Cambridge Guildhall from 10 till 4 on Saturday. It's a charity stand. I'll have leaflets from the charity that's been supporting me, other information. And I'm just trying to catch people's eyes as they walk through town, not just have your normal let's go shopping on a Saturday, but let's see something different.
Now, normally when you catch somebody's eye, they probably want to engage in conversation. That's probably going to be a little bit difficult for you on Saturday morning.
Because I can't say anything at all. So I'm getting my point across with a lot of images. There's going to be a small video there as well. I'm just trying to engage people in a different way, because this isn't something we talk about enough at all.
You know, do you know anybody close to you who's suffered at all?
I have personal experience from it, and I know people personally who have had experience from it. And as soon as you start talking about it, and as soon as you delve into it, you realise that even in Cambridgeshire alone, between 2011 and 2012, there are over 11,000 incidents reported to the police. Mm. And you wouldn't have thought that in a place like Cambridgeshire, in just one year, that many people would be affected by it. But domestic violence does actually account for 10% of all emergency calls across the UK.
Does that lead to any prosecutions, or is it just the incidents which get reported? Because I get that some of the trouble when somebody might, you know, be suffering from domestic abuse, they decide to make the call, and then, you know, the cops turn up at the front door and say, no, it's all right, just a whole misunderstanding, which is completely the wrong thing to do, of course.
Sometimes the picture does get hidden. Luckily, the conviction rates are increasing. Between 2012 and 2013, we had a 74.3% conviction rate of all incidents reported to the police, which is so much better than it was, say, 2006, 2007, mostly thanks to things like Claire's Law and other people getting more involved and speaking.
Now, remind me about Claire's Law, because this is relatively new. I think over the last couple of years it's come in.
Claire Wood was murdered by her boyfriend, and it led to an appeal for public information being given, that people could check up on the background of their partner to see if they had any convictions previously of domestic violence or abuse, so they could know before getting into the relationship if they had any suspicions where these came from.
Mm. It's interesting, you know, contests like Miss Cambridgeshire, and I guess, you know, all the way up through to Miss World, now have a genuine focus on charitable work. It's not just the travel of the world, want to meet lots of children and all that sort of thing. It seems to be an integral part of the competition.
It's a huge part of the competition. The charity Beauty with a Purpose, which is at the core of Miss England and Miss World, has been running since 1972, and it's helped thousands of underprivileged children worldwide. That's what I'm raising money for. That's the charity. What I'm just doing for the domestic abuse is trying to raise awareness. So any sponsorship, any funds will go towards Beauty with a Purpose, which really is a wonderful charity.
So that's the one charity that sort of runs its thread, if you like. It's almost like I hate football analogies, but it's almost like a league system almost, isn't it? You go up from, you know, Miss Cambridgeshire. And Karina Tyrrell did very well, of course, this time last year.
Fantastically well, yes, Cambridge girl.
Yeah, no, very much so. So, and she was on Cambridge 105. So there's no pressure at all for you to for you to follow in that. But I'm sure you'll do very well. But it's this move, isn't it? Of sort of through from all the way along and all the way there is the beauty with a purpose.
It is brilliant. It does take it from your home ground, from Cambridge to Miss England, and then if you get through to Miss World, it's something that you can take forward. And I know that if I win Miss Cambridgeshire. I mean, when I walked in the studio, I was joined second in the votes. So I'm hopefully going to do quite well in the whole pageant and contestants. So it's something that I would love to take forward. A platform, an opportunity to talk about something that I care about is so important.
You know? So this is the interesting thing, really. You know, you have to be well turned out yourself, but is it also when the judging comes, it's not just on, you know, how nice you are in the frock, but also what you've done in terms of this charitable work. Is that part of
Absolutely.
Part of the mix of the voting these days?
Yeah, there's more than one round. There's a round for how well you walk as a model. There's a round for you have to make your own dress to see how eco-friendly you are using recyclable materials.
How do you walk as a model? Is this way? I have no intention of taking it up, I hasten to add. I'd probably fail straight away.
No, but they really are branching out, taking it away from just the looks. They've stopped the swimwear competition in Miss World now, so they really are taking away from the physical needing to be beautiful and taking it a lot deeper and to, are you a beautiful person as well as... Like,
sort of inside and out, really, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Is the criteria on it.
Yeah.
What's it came up last week, the whole sort of Sun and Page 3 thing. What's your view on, as to whether or whether or not that a Page 3 girl should appear in a national newspaper?
I think it's a very difficult question because... The girl wants to be there. She wouldn't have put herself up for that job. But at the end of the day, should we be objectifying women in the way where nudity is the only way that we perceive them? We can't perceive them as anything more than a body who's sexualized.
In a way, it's not just necessarily the girl. It's not really the problem of the girl who's appearing in the newspaper. It's the problem, arguably, of how that affects other women and their perception.
How people view it. If people are viewing it that she's been forced to take the pictures, or that it isn't something that she's doing. Kind of because that's the career that she wants to go down. If she's just doing it to objectify herself because she knows that because she has a female body, she will be able to make money from her pictures. It's a really difficult question, and I think it's too controversial almost to kind of take a standpoint on at the minute.
Yeah. And what about your own career? Do you do modelling, or what do you do when you're not campaigning or taking part in the contest?
I work for a company called Event Travel that run VIP ticket experiences, kind of worldwide. They're my sponsors for event travel as well. They've sponsored me to come into Miss Cambridgeshire, which I'm really grateful for. They've been helping me and supporting me.
I guess it means a certain amount of time off work. You can do some of it within out of office hours, but
they let me use some stationery, but I think that's about
it. Oh, I see. Okay, so you get access to the stationery cupboard, but that's as far as it goes.
That's about as far as it goes. But no, they have been very supportive in letting me come through with it and helping me along the way if I do need anything. There's one other charity that's been really good. It's Leeway Support in Norwich. They've been wonderful. They sent me over a load of sponsorship details, a lot of information leaflets that will all be available on my stand on Saturday. They've been really helpful to kind of get all those things through to me.
Okay, so what happens next? You're at the Guildhall on Saturday with the 48-hour sponsored silence.
Yes.
I presume you can go off and nip home and have a sleep, just as long as you don't talk in your sleep or anything like that.
Lots of people have been, how do you go on the radio and talk about a silence? But, you know, it's something where I am allowed to communicate. I can write things down or I can text people. It's just the verbal speaking that I'm not allowed to do. So
yeah.
I'm going to have some friends with me at the stand on Saturday so I can nip off and get something to eat and then come straight back straight away.
Okay, and after that, when does the actual competition take place?
The pageant is the 15th of February. It's a Sunday. So the voting's open till then. If any of you want to vote for me, all you need to do is text Miss Cams 22 to 63333. It costs 50p plus your standard network rate.
And I'm assuming that 50p goes to the charity as well.
It goes
That's
to Beauty
good.
With a Purpose. So well, it's still
like
fundraising. And it's a wonderful charity. And the pageant's 15th of February. I'm well into preparations. I've got my evening gown, my shoes. Been doing the stair challenge, walking up and down to make sure they're comfortable.
Oh yes, worst thing you do. It's like going to an exhibition, I think, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where you don't break in new shoes on the first day of an exhibition.
No, you need to have definitely broken them in already. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us. We'll pop the picture up maybe on the Facebook page to encourage people. That's Millie Brooks, Miss Cambridgeshire 2015 contestant, and as we mentioned, that sponsored Silence 48. Hours of it. I don't think I managed 48 minutes myself, taking place or start of it anyway outside the Guildhall on that Saturday morning. So pop by and say hi. Just don't expect Millie to say hi back again.